DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
The Council of the Bar of Ireland has called for 3 days of further action for its criminal members, criminal barristers, that is, due to pay disputes dating back to 2008. It follows previous action by those barristers because they felt they did not get a resolution from government. Sarah Phelan is the chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. She's with me in studio now. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you.
This, I remember happening at the time. I thought it had been resolved, to be quite honest. How is it not resolved?
Well, we hoped it would have been resolved. So on the 3rd of October, we had a day of protest. And exactly a week later, in Budget 24, on the 10th of October 23, the government announced a 10% pay restoration for criminal barristers. And that reflected a 10% pay cut that was applied uniquely to barristers in 2011. So that was restored as of the 1st of January this year. And in the same budget announcement, the Department of Justice announced a review and an engagement with barristers to, amongst other matters, review the fees paid to criminal barristers. So back in October, we had hoped that that engagement by the Department of Justice with the department would occur. We wrote to the department and to various government ministers on a number of occasions. I think there may have been 13 communications in all. We sent draft terms of reference to the Department of Justice, and we'd hoped that the engagement would occur and indeed that the review would be finished by June of this year.
Okay, I'm going to come to that in just a moment. Just a bit of breaking news that we have to hand. Roderick O'Gorman has just been elected the leader of the Green Party. We were expecting that announcement around now. So that is the case. Roderick O'Gorman has defeated Pippa Haggett in getting to the top of the Green Party. We'll come back to that in a little while. The challenge, Sarah, with your argument is people will say, oh, barristers are always very well paid. I've never heard of them. I've never met a poor one. Why is it this particular cohort that are being left behind?
Well, unfortunately, with criminal practitioners, and that is the cohort we're looking at here, both those who prosecute on behalf of the Director of Public Prosecutions and those who defend accused persons who are paid by the Department of Justice under the Criminal Legal Aid Scheme, they actually are not well paid, Jonathan. And both in, I mean, coming up to the financial crisis, obviously, 2 8% pay cuts were applied in 2009, 2010. Now, they weren't actually FEMPI pay cuts. They were aligned with FEMPI or in tandem, but they weren't actual FEMPI pay cuts. And they were 2 8%. And then in 2011, barristers uniquely had that 10% cut, as I mentioned earlier. So that 10% cut has been restored, but the 2 8% cuts have not yet been restored.
So if everybody else has gotten them back, why haven't you gotten them back?
Well, that's the question we'd all like answered, Jonathan.
And what are they saying? I mean, there must be some reason.
Well, they're not saying anything, to be perfectly honest, because the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, Minister Donoghue, has not engaged with us. So we don't know what the department's view is. We do know that in 2018, the Department of Public Expenditure actually sanctioned a review by the Department of Justice and the DPP. And the outcome of that review in 2018 by the DPP and the Department of Justice was that barristers had employed efficiencies, reforms, and those efficiencies and reforms actually justified the reversal of the pay cuts. So that was 2018. Nothing actually happened until Budget 24 last October, when we got 10% reversed.
The challenge here is that we need criminal barristers because if you are accused of a crime, the state says that you are entitled to the best possible defence that can be put forward. If you're on legal aid, and nobody ever argues about this when they're accused of a crime, by the way, they might moan about it in advance about getting good legal counsel, but when you're in the hole, you'll take what's there. The problem is we're going to lose barristers.
We are, well, it's not that we are going to lose barristers, we are losing barristers. So our stats show that within 6 years of criminal practitioners starting out at the criminal bar, 2/3 of those are leaving. And the difficulty there, Jonathan, is that we are we're storing up a manpower crisis for the years to come because we won't actually have sufficiently qualified and competent barristers to prosecute and defend. But what has actually happened recently is that we've actually seen that manpower crisis manifest itself now. So that last year, the DPP was unable to find senior counsel to prosecute in, I think, two, if not more cases. And only a couple of months ago, I actually had a circuit colleague contact me to know would I be free to come down and defend a matter down the country. And that young junior barrister had had a different senior counsel, but that senior counsel was held up in another trial that had run over. And that junior barrister had actually looked for other people before he contacted me. I wasn't free. I couldn't go down. And he was left in the unfortunate position of having to tell the judge the following day that he didn't actually have a senior barrister there to help him defend his client.
I mean, people will say, well, boo-hoo for him. But I mean, it's both sides of the coin. It's the prosecution and the defence here. So, you know, we're not talking about barristers who are going to make millions from this. We're talking about people who are a key part of the judicial system. And I say that from someone who's sat in a lot of courts over time. Everybody equates the barrister who's running a massive civil trial with the criminal barrister. It's not a level playing field.
It is chalk and cheese, to be perfectly honest. And you know, from our perspective, from the Bar Council's perspective, it's an access to justice issue. Because if I'm a victim of crime, I want to know that there is somebody competent and experienced there to prosecute on behalf of the DPP so that I get my rights vindicated. And if I am an accused person, I want to know that I have the best possible legal representation so that my rights can be vindicated. Now, that is, you know, that is general talk until you know somebody who is involved in the criminal justice system. And if you do, whether it's a loved one or a neighbour or a family member, you want to make sure that they have the best possible representation, whether they're a victim of crime or whether they're an accused person. Because in this country, we actually have the principle that one is innocent until proven otherwise. And therefore, an accused person stands before the court as an innocent person.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Absolutely.
You're proposing 3 days of strike action. What do you think is actually going to be achieved by that?
Well, what we hope to achieve is that the government will wake up and realise that we need to engage with them, or they need to engage with us, rather, to bring about a mechanism to determine our fees that is independent, that is meaningful, that is time limited, and that is binding. That is what we were looking for last October. We're now in July, 9 months on, and we have not actually achieved very much.
I think you said, was it 13 interactions, 13 times you've had correspondence?
Correspondence and communication with the Department of Justice.
Have you got the address right? Because, I mean, that's like saying Paul writing to the Corinthians and them not writing back.
Well, I should say we do have the address right, and I should say, in defence of the Department of Justice, they are behind us on this one. So Minister McEntee is on record as saying that she does not want to see barristers on the steps of courthouses. She is on record as saying that she believes that the restoration should happen. But unfortunately, it's now a political issue, Jonathan. It's over to government as a whole of government. And we believe that the blockage is actually with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform.
Pascal Donoghue's problem.
Correct.
OK. Sarah Phelan, Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.